It is 2020, and what better of a time to start recording a podcast than the first month of the year? There are many things that I am so excited about right now. Tonight, we have the national championship of college football, Clemson versus LSU, the League of Legends esports. Season has started today with matchups in the LPL, and Conor McGregor fights on Saturday night. There are so many things I want to say and more, and this is going to be a new kind of more relaxed format where just throughout the day I record my thoughts, on content, sports, esports that I am seeing, and I release it as a podcast when it becomes some form of amount. Whether that be shorter, more, over the course of a couple days, released on one day, I'm not sure. I'm not sure even what I'm aiming for yet, but today I'm planning to release before the national championship tonight because I just want to make a prediction and then go from there. So, first and foremost, Clemson LSU tonight. Could not be more excited. It has been such a great season for both of these teams. Of course, you cannot help but think about how Clemson got here over Ohio State with a couple of questionable calls. If they would have gone the other way, might should have been okay. However, two really big questionable calls were reversed. So you can't ignore that. However, it's in the past. Clemson is a national championship. I'm not worried about Ohio State. So tonight, LSU and Clemson, I think that LSU is going to destroy Clemson. Clemson, with the breaks they got in the Ohio State game, showed that they are a good team. However, doesn't matter. LSU is going to kill Clemson. I predict they will win by over 20 points. This is just something where you could easily be so wrong because it's just hard to compare these two teams. But LSU is so good. Coach O is so funny, and it's a home game for LSU. So, I'm taking the Tigers. Now, on to League of Legends. As I said, LPL for League of Legends started today. And I just always am so excited at the start of seasons for any sport. I just get so excited. I look forward to it so much. And with League of Legends, LPL always is starts first, and then LCK starts a little bit after that, and then normally North America and EU start after that. So for these first couple weeks, I'll watch like every LPL match and every LCK match, and then when NA and EU start, it becomes a little bit too much to completely keep up with all of them, and I've just watched so much that I get a little bit burnt out. So I'm not going to, I don't have like a goal like watch every match, because I definitely don't want to get burnt out. But I just watched the opening match of the LPL. IG versus FPX. This is a rematch of the semifinals for the World Championship last year. And man, what a way to kick off the season. FPX, of course, was the grand champion, and IG was the world champion 2 years ago. And this match, FPX just started out dominating. The first, like, 10 minutes, the whole early game, they just destroyed IG. It's like, okay, this might not even be a long game. And then IG's support, Braum, just had this awesome, like, dodge while he was in lane to, like, get away from the jungler and FPX's bot lane. I was so impressed with that. It just was like, wow, like, there's no way I would have gotten away from that if I was playing any character and I was in that position. I just wouldn't have been able to. That was so impressive. And then, after early game, FPX kind of seemed to relax a little bit. IG takes advantage of that and gets a little bit of the ball rolling. You know, they get a couple kills. They're on the board. And then it's like the gold lead isn't massive. However, FPX gets all of the dragons. So they clearly have a huge advantage. Really feels like the ball's in FPX's court. You know, they're going to have to mess this up for it to go south. And mess up they did. IG turns the game around, steals the Elder, and somehow just wins the freaking game. It was madness. And even before IG made this massive comeback, they were winning a couple fights here and there that they shouldn't have won. And you can just see that IG, even with this new lineup, still has that grit. One game into the season, you can see that IG has that grit, and they're still definitely going to be a competitive force this season.